The red volcanic soils of Kenya's Rift Valley, long sunny days and tropical rainfall are perfect for growing tea. At 2,000 meters, the temperature is between 16 and 29 C, generating new leaves at a fast pace and making Kenya one of the most productive tea-growing regions on Earth. All that is changing, according to Christian Aid, a charity that this week published a troubling research report into the future of tea in growing regions essential to Kenya's status as the world's largest tea exporter. The report predicts that, quote, climate change is going to slash optimal conditions for tea production by 26.2% by 2050. Tea grown in less favorable regions will experience 39% declines. Lower quality leaf and less appealing taste will affect all growers. Kenyan farmers are some of the most productive in the world, harvesting an average 1,500 to 3,300 kilos of made tea per hectare per year. Smallholders harvest an average 2,300 kilos per hectare. Torrential rain and extreme temperatures are the two biggest concerns. The combination encourages plagues of locusts and devastating floods. Temperatures will rise 2.5 centigrade to an average 23.5 centigrade, with spells hot enough to kill mature tea plants. Biz Insight. Researchers concluded that it will be very difficult for tea growers to move to newer, high-altitude and previously uncultivated regions. Tea is an example of how we are all connected, writes one farmer. Quote, we grow it here in Kenya, and it's enjoyed by people around the world. But if we are to carry on growing it, we need those other, richer countries to cut their emissions and to think about how we are affected as tea farmers, end quote. Brexit disrupted the UK tea trade in significant ways. It is too early to assess the financial impact, but long-term change is apparent, along with howls from tea lovers on the continent. EU grocers specializing in British foods say their shelves are bare following the January 31st start of the EU-UK Trade and Cooperation Agreement ratified in May. The immediate shortages are the result of customs delays due to additional paperwork and transport bottlenecks caused by COVID. The 500,000 British expatriates living in EU countries that complained the loudest are some of the best customers for tea brands, including Yorkshire Gold, PG Tips, Tetley Twinings, and Typhoo. The Brexit vote and drawn-out resolution of disputes unsettled traditional trade in tea. Kenya, the UK's top tea trading partner at 62,000 metric tons, began selling tea direct to Europe, bypassing British tea packers for those in Germany and Poland. Brexit also realigned UK's previous focus on non-EU markets. Tea exports to non-EU countries increased to 8.8 million kilos in 2019 and continue to rise. UK tea exports total are in decline overall, but 2021 marks the third consecutive year that the UK recorded growth in overseas shipments to non-EU countries. Business Insight. Sales of goods exported to the EU declined steeply in January as Brexit rules were enforced. In February, goods exported to the EU increased 4.5%, and in March they grew at a solid 8.6% rate. Meanwhile, imports from non-EU member countries exceeded EU imports in the UK for the first quarter since 1997. While it is too soon to assess the full market impact, UK residents remain skeptical of Brexit. The most recent YouGov poll showed that 51% of respondents think it was the wrong decision and 38% a right one. the largest gap since 2016, according to the Wall Street Journal. Learn more on the TBiz blog. Last year, Sri Lanka confronted its past and raced beyond, scrapping a 127-year-old tradition and transforming the Colombo tea auction into a digital workplace. The pandemic not only closed the auction floor, but prevented the hundreds of face-to-face interactions involved in storing, sampling, shipping, and presenting tea to buyers who rightly insist on sipping before bidding thousands of rupees for a lot. Shutting down the auction jeopardized the livelihoods of many more than the traders who attend. A task force led by Neil Cook, CEO of Asia Siaka Commodities, worked with Sikra Holdings, a local information technology venture, and coordinated with the Sri Lanka Tea Board to develop a training program while simultaneously customizing the auction software. Within days, the digital platform earned the endorsement of auctioneers, brokers, technicians, and government officials. Simulations enabled 300 key users to master the system, which went live in early April 2020. A year later, tea prices are stable, exports revive, trading is lively with many improvements in transactions, thanks to a quick decision that took 20 years to contemplate.